Do you want to grow in Jesus? Amen? So let us grow together in this church. Sige po. Last week, yan, so tuloy-tuloy lang po tayo sa ating series. Ang series po natin ay hindi series ng The Cure. Alright? Kung hindi series po ng Tagumpay. Series ng isang hindi makakalimutang paghayo at pagkubkob. One Unforgettable Conquest. And that is through the leadership of Joshua among the Israelites. So last week, nakita po natin, natunghayan natin, na merong isang unforgettable encounter si Joshua with the captain of the Lord's army, and none other than Jesus. You know, in every encounter, no, with God, no, we will never be the same again. There's this great revelation, there's this awesome direction, and a life-changing experience. At yan po ang natunghayan at naranasan po ni Joshua. And I believe every worship, every devotion, every time with God is an encounter with Him. Amen po ba? Do we encounter God kanina po sa ating praise and worship? And do you want more of Him? So if we want more of Him, then we can have Him in this word as we study His words and as we listen to His word and be changed by His word. So this Sunday, today, I will be sharing to you the message about Jericho Falls. So hindi po yung falls ng ano yung tubig na po. Hindi po yung falls na yon. Kung hindi isang moog, isang city, kung paano na-overcome ng mga Israelita ang bayan na ito. So siguro po narinig nyo na ito sa part ng mensahe about Rahab. And we will be focusing much on the city itself and how it was overcome, no, by the people of Israel. Sige po. Let's take a look at this verse in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. Shall we all stand up po and let us just recognize the Lord in this moment? Sige po, sabay-sabay po nating basahin. Hebrews 11, verse 30, go. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. Once again, let's read it. Go. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. Let us pray. Lord, we welcome your presence in this place. We welcome your word. We welcome, Lord God, your power. Help us to encounter you in a very different way. And let our Jericho fall. Let our obstacles in life fall so that we can fulfill whatever you have purposed in our life. We can fulfill, Lord God, your dreams given unto us. Today is the day of our victory. Today is the day of our success. Today is the day that we overcome. Today is the day that we have you. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen. Malakas na palakpak po. Sing lakas ng ulan. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. We can now take our seats. All right. So everybody say with me, Jericho. Okay. So we see Jericho with the wall, no, with this fortified city, magnified city. But nasaan na po ba ang mga Israelita? In Joshua chapter 1, they have received the promise that they can overcome any obstacles, that they can take the promised land, and that God will give them rest, and God will give them, no, the rewards, the inheritance He had prepared for all the Israelites. Chapter 2, 3, 4, binigay ng Panginoon ang mga detalye kung paano po nila ito makukubkob. Isang malaking bagay at isang pinakanakakahamon na paghahanda ay ang pagtatalaga ng iyong sarili. Hindi pa ang pagsasharpen ng kanilang mga armors, hindi pa ang kanilang mga talino na dapat nilang ayusin o pagsikapan, alamin, kundi ang kanilang mga puso at ang kanilang mga espiritu ay maging kaisa ng puso at espiritu ng Diyos. And we called it consecration. So God prepared the people of Israel to conquer through consecration. And then we saw them crossing over the mighty river of Jordan. And lo and behold, they were able to cross it over because of the miracle God has shown to them. And nasaan na po sila after they crossed over? Here we go. Nandun na po sila sa kaparangan. Parang nandun po sila sa mga edge ng river bank ng Jordan. At sila po'y nagpapahinga. At ang sabi doon, habang sila'y nagpapahinga and ready to conquer, no, sila po ay nagpa-circumcise all the men. No, must be circumcised. So yung circumcision is a sign of separation and distinction na talagang anak ng Panginoon. Mayroong kalinisan, mayroong pagkakakilanlan na ito talaga ay banal at kaaya-aya sa harapan ng Panginoon. And not only that, Joshua, the leader of the camp, Joshua, the leader of the army, had an encounter with the Lord. And after this, chapter 5, the Lord, no, shown to Joshua and given the strength to him, no, the courage that Joshua, I am with you. Joshua, and I will be with you. Sabi doon, pumunta na po sila, dumako na po sila. So the first challenge has come. The first obstacle to conquer has come. So nandun pa po, malayo pa po ang Canaan. Malayo pa po ang Promised Land. So may dadaanan sila. Ang unang dadaanan po nila ay ang Jericho. Ang unang kailangan nilang lampasan at talunin ay ang bayan ng Jericho. Jericho is not a wall. Napo, tingnan po natin, what is Jericho? Jericho is not just a wall. Jericho is a fortified city. No po, sabi po doon, isa po siyang moog. Hindi po siya basta-basta makukubkob. At ang sabi po dyan, walled city, unconquerable. And not only that, hindi lang po ito moog, hindi lang po ito matibay na moog, ito rin po ay guarded with all the armies, with all the armed men. No po. And kung titignan po natin ang landscape, o ang pagkakaayos po ng Jericho, talaga po itong matibay dahil meron po itong outer wall and inner wall. At ito po ay pa-slope, hindi po siya isang diretso, at pagka nabuwag mo na siya, ay diretso na tayo. So meron po itong parang papader, and then bababa ka na parang bangin, and then aakyat ka ulit, meron siya ulit inner wall, and then bababa ka ulit. It was made, both built with a slope. So talaga pong imposible na iyon po itong ma-conquer because ang daming nakatago, ang daming strength niya sa kanyang loob. And you know what? Jericho is one of the oldest cities. At ang dami na pong kumubkob, ang dami na pong nagwasak. Pero pagka po ito'y nawasak, ito po'y ulit gagawin, ito po ulit i-rebuild. Ito po i-destroy again ng mga opponents, na pero i-rebuild ulit ng mga taga-Jericho. So, maayon po sa mga archaeologists, no, ang bayan daw po ng Jericho, the city of Jericho, no, has been built, no, destroyed, and rebuilt. At ang kanila daw pong mga bato at ang kanilang mga poste, kapag daw po ito ay ni-research at talaga pong in-study, ay talaga masasabi mong it was really a mold, a stronghold, na walang klaseng bato sa buong mundo na makikita o maikukumpara sa bayan ng Jericho. So if you will go on and dig on the research of Jericho, talaga daw po ang mga walls po nito ay aabot doon po sa langit. Siguro talagang parang yun daw po, una pa lang na wall na ganyan ay nasa 26 feet na po. So ilang tao po iyon? No, ilang floors po iyon? At ang width daw po ng mga bato ay talagang umaabot sa 40 to 45 feet wide. So imagine niyo po, ano po, hindi lang siya yung poste ng kagaya po ng church na ito o yung gate ng metal or stainless. It was really a fortified city, a fortified wall. And not only that, this city is prepared for siege. Ito pong city na ito ay handang makipaglaban. Itong bayan na ito ay handang sumira din naman kung sino pa man ang nagnanais na sila'y wasakin. So really, this is an obstacle. Can you click it, one? Yeah, this is really, no, pabalik na lang po. This is really an obstacle. So, tanong lang po natin, do you have Jericho in your life? Do you have something that is holding on strong in your life? Na parang meron ka bang isang bagay o isang tao, isang karanasan na parang nandoon na, matagal na sa buhay mo, na tila hindi ka na maka-advance, hindi mo na makuha ang mga plano ng Diyos o maranasan ang pangarap ng Panginoon sa'yo because you were stopped, no, with looking at this obstacle. So, meron talagang obstacle sa iyong buhay. Meron talagang anything or someone so strong in your life that stands the way in fulfilling God's dream for your life. In fulfilling, no, God's purpose in your life. Ang tanong, how old are you? No, how old are you walking with the Lord? How long you have been walking with God? How long have you been, sometimes, so sa buhay natin, hindi lang sa ministry, hindi lang sa relasyon natin sa Panginoon. How long you've been working in that work? How long you've been into that relationship? Pero ba't parang wala ng spark? Wala ng challenge? Parang wala nang excitement. Why? Because one time you have seen that there's an obstacle na kailangan mong lampasan at talunin, pero natakot ka. No? Nahirati ka na lang, wag na nga lang. Hayaan ko na lang maganap o mangyari kung ano meron ako, kung ano ako ngayon, kasi baka hindi ko makayanan, baka hindi ko ma-overcome, and therefore, ako rin, baka masira, baka mawasak. So, hinahayaan mo na lang ang mga obstacles na ito. And therefore, you cannot move forward. You cannot accelerate. But you know, this word of God is really exciting. No, sabi ng Panginoon, ito yung kailangan yung wasakin. Ito yung kailangan yung i-destroy. Ito yung first obstacle to overcome. Jericho. What a fortified city. What a stronghold. What an obstacle. But you know, in a premise, there's the promise. Ano ang sabi ng Panginoon? Next slide. Ang sabi niya, now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Imagine niyo po, yung city na ito, para pong natatandaan niyo po nung nag-EDSA Revolution, no? Nung nag-EDSA Revolution, hindi ka makapasok sa EDSA, wala rin makalalabas. All ways and all roads were closed because there was this mass revolution. So this is somehow, no, kagaya rin po ito sa Jericho. Lahat ng tao sa loob ng Jericho, walang makalalabas at wala rin makapasok. So, pero ang sabi ng Panginoon in verse 2, then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. No, isang araw, isang umaga, nakita mo ang isang napakalaking moog. Nakita mo ang isang obstacle. Nakita mo ang isang problema. Nakita mo ang isang limitasyon. Nakita mo ang isang pakikipaglaban sa buhay. And sabi dito sa Word of God, si Joshua had an encounter with the Lord. He had a revelation. He did not stop looking at the obstacle. He started on listening to God. At ang sabi doon ng Panginoon kay Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. What does it mean? In a real sense, no? The battle was won over before it started. Ang sarap po bang isipin na yung moog na nakikita mo ngayon, yung pumipigil sa'yo, yung naglilimit sa'yo, it could be place, it could be tao, it could be pangyayari, it could be bagay. Pero sabi ng Panginoon, yung bagay na yan, yung tao na yan, yung suliranin na yan, yung obstacle na yan, yung kasalanan na yan, have been overcome. Go and fight. Amen? Ang laki pong pag-asa. Amen po ba? So makita po natin dito, this is God's promise to you as well. We all have Jerichos. We all have obstacles. But we have the God who made the promise that the battle was already won. Amen. Your battle was won. Your obstacle was won by the Lord. Can we give Him the clap offering of praise? For He had won the battle for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Subalit, kung sinabi pala ng Diyos, o panalo na eh, no, na-win na eh, na-overcome na eh, eh ba't kailangan pang i-destroy? Ba't kailangan pang i-destroy? Ba't hindi na lang pwedeng lampasan o pwedeng hindi na lang pansinin? No, kailangan mo itong lampasan, kailangan mo itong talunin, kailangan mo itong wasakin. Why? Destroy Jericho. Two things. Number one, Jericho is a pagan city. What do we mean by pagan city? Dito po sa city na ito, it is a corrupt Canaanite region. Kumbaga po sa Pilipinas, halimbawa po, isa pong bansa ito, mayroon pong Region 3. Region 3, tayo po kasama po doon. Ito pong region na ito, itong Jericho na ito, nakabilang sa isang region. At dito po situated ang immorality and idolatry. Imagine 2 million Israelites will cross over, will overcome Jericho, and they will see this pagan city full of immoralities and idolatry. So, sabi po ng Panginoon, everything must be destroyed in this city. No, hindi po po pwede kasi na talagang ikaw ay sasamba sa Diyos na buhay. And one day in your life, you will have another idol. You will have other idols of your life. It could be another belief. It could be people. It could be money. It could be fame. It could be your dream. So, hindi pa pwedeng paghaluin sa Panginoon. There are no gray areas. For Him, black is black. White is white. So, dito ang challenge ng Panginoon, you need to destroy Jericho. But see, I have destroyed Jericho already. But again, kagaya po natin, kailangan din po natin itong hakbangan at wasakin sa ating paniniwala at ating damdamin. Why? Because Jericho won't do good to you. Your obstacles won't do anything good over your life. Walang magagawang magandang obstacles sa buhay mo. Walang magagawang magandang anumang destruction sa buhay mo. Kaya nga sinabing destruction, stronghold, opponent, obstacle. Remember John chapter 10 verse 10. The devil comes except to what? To kill, to steal, to kill and destroy. Yan lang po ang gagawin ng Diablo sa atin. Pag nakawan tayo, puksain tayo, at patayin tayo. And anything that will stand before God, no, won't do anything good about you. Kapatid, ano ang isang bagay o sino ang isang bagay o sino ang isang tao na nakastand against you and God? And this is what we call idolatry. This is what we call disloyalty to God. And how are you living your life? No? With God, no? The holy God, the pure God, yun din ang kanyang nais sa ating lahat. We need to live a pure and holy life. That's why before facing the obstacle, you need to be consecrated first. Hindi po pwedeng harapin mo ang isang suliranin, ang isang limitasyon, ang isang mga bagay na pumipigil at nakakatakot sa iyong buhay nang wala kang relasyon sa Diyos. And when the Israelites will get into Jericho, they will be exposed with all kinds of immorality. With the kind of sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, with the same sex, with the homosexuality and lesbianism all around. With people, with young people, have no respect to elderly. No, these are the sins of Jericho. And God commanded the Israelites to destroy this. Number two, this city is not just a pagan city, but a strategic city. Sabi po dyan, the armies of Israel could not spread out. Hindi po sila makakapenetrate sa iba pang mga regions at makakakonquer ng iba pang mga lupain patungo sa Canaan kung hindi muna nila wawasakin yung strategic city. Why? Because this Jericho is the way, has so many ways to go around southeast, south, north, east, west of Canaan. So ang tindi po, nandito po yung entry point and exit points. No po, in order for the Israelites to really conquer Canaan. So ang sabi po natin dito, unless you face the obstacles and overcome it, you won't advance. You won't win. We want to win. Amen? And God had promised us that we are winners. Pero bakit parang talunan po tayo? Bakit parang lugi tayo palagi? Bakit parang wala tayong buhay? Why? Because we stopped up. We stopped on. We stopped with our obstacles. And unless we push through, unless we advance, no, unless we conquer our obstacles, we will not win. So this is the challenge. The Lord had promised that they are already winners, but you need to destroy this city so that you will behold the promise of God. Now, how to destroy this fortified city? How to destroy our obstacles? Sabi nyo kanina, gusto nyong mag-win. Amen ba? Gusto nating maipanalo ang laban. Gusto nating maka-overcome. Lahat ng gustong maka-overcome, say amen. Amen. Gusto na nating maka-advance. Gusto nating mag-win. Pero ang tanong, paano nga ba? So God has given them this way. So how to destroy Jericho? Have a battle plan. So have a battle plan. So kailangan natin ng battle plan. Ganun din po tayo. To overcome any obstacles in life, we need to plan. And the plan is a battle plan. Isang pakikipagdigma, isang pakikipag-away, isang pagpupunyagi para ikaw ay manalo. And what kind of battle do we have? Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. It says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." This is our fight. Sometimes tingin mo, yung asawa mo ang kalaban mo. Sometimes tingin mo, yung boss mo ang limitation mo. Sometimes ang tingin mo, yung baha o yung ulan ang obstacle mo. Sometimes ang tingin mo, yung edad mo ang iyong obstacle. And sometimes it's your emotion that limits you. But you know what? What is this? No, holding us against the promises of the Lord. Ano ba yung pumipigil sa atin? Ano ba talaga yung laban natin? You know ang laban natin? Sabi po dito, ang laban natin ay hindi flesh. Hindi laman sa laman, dugo sa dugo. Ang laban po natin ay against the evil rulers. Against the armies of the Jericho. Against the authorities, against the kings of Jericho. Against the inner wall and the outer wall of Jericho. The unseen world. Against the mighty powers of this dark world. Ang dami mo nang inaral, parang inipon, rapera, ang dami mo nang pinagpunyagi sa sarili mo. But at the end of the day, feeling mo pa rin, you're nothing, you have nothing, you are zero. At parang feeling mo, parang wala namang nangyayari sa'yo. Why? Because you are fighting in the flesh. You are relying on your blood. You are relying on your mind and on your strength. But God is saying it's not your fight and it's not even your weapon. Our fight is against the evil forces in the heavenlies. Our fight is against Satan. Our fight is against the unforeseen world. Kaya po, we need to guard ourselves. That's why we need to learn how to fight the good fight of faith. Do you want to learn this? Do you want to have the battle plan to overcome? Do you want to trample down your Jericho? Amen. Then have a battle plan. Number one, the battle plan must come from God. In Jericho, the battle plan comes from God. Ang sarap isipin na, wow, God has given us the promised land. But I need to conquer something. I need to conquer someone. And this something is bigger than me. This something is bigger than what I think. This someone is really stronger than me. But you know what? Ang sabi po dito, you need really to listen to the Lord. If you believe that the battle, no, has won,
And the battle was won because of the Lord. Then sabi doon, listen to Him intently. Ang sabi po in verse 2, the Lord said to Joshua, the Lord said to Joshua, here, no, that, see, the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hands along with its king and its fighting men. So it is the Lord who talked to Joshua. It is the Lord who ministered, who has been encountered by Joshua. You know, in the ancient warfare, no, sa mga unang-unang labanan, no, talaga pong ang labanan ay by force and by weapons. No po, at ang dami po talagang nasasaktan, at ang dami po talagang namamatay. So, in our experience, in our life, no po, sabi dito, many of us choose to fight our battles on our own way. No, pakibalik lang po sa isang slide. Many of us choose to fight our battles our own way, and we call it human force. But God led the Israelites to overcome our obstacles, and even us, He is leading us, not by human force, but by heaven's force. Amen? Only we need to listen to Him. Tama na po ang pakikipaglaban sa salita. Tama na po ang pakikipaglaban sa kamao. Tama na po ang pakikipaglaban sa isip. Tama na po ang pakikipaglaban sa anumang mga bagay sa ating emosyon. But it's time for us to allow the heaven to be open to us and we fight God's way. Only we need to listen to Him. Are we willing to listen? No, God is speaking. The Lord said to Joshua, God is speaking to you. God wants to talk to you. God wants to teach you. God wants to lead you. God has given us the Bible. Meron po tayong banal na kasulatan. Nandito po lahat ang laman ng puso ng Diyos. Kaya nga po ang sabi po ng Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, no? Do not let this book depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be careful to do everything written on it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Joshua chapter 1 pa lamang po. Ibinukas na ng Diyos ang kanyang puso kay Joshua sa pamamagitan ng kanyang mga salita. Wala nang ibang daan. Wala nang ibang paraan upang tayo ay maka-overcome maliban na lamang po sa salita ng Panginoon. Therefore, we should be willing to listen. Let us stop fighting in the flesh. Let us stop relying on our own strength and our own mind. Let us begin to listen to the Lord. The battle plan is in His hand. The battle plan is a sure win. Only we need to listen to Him. Kaya po ang sabi doon, then you will be prosperous and successful. Magiging mapunyagi ang buhay natin. Magiging matagumpay ang buhay natin. Kung atin lamang pong pakikinggan at didili-diliin ang salita ng Panginoon. But many of us choose to listen to other people. Kapag po tayo nade-depress, pag tayo nade-disappoint, nag-google tayo. Pag tayo may sakit, hinahanap natin ang salita ng ating kaibigan. Kapag ka tayo may problema, tatakbo agad tayo sa ibang mga tao para tayo ay kalingain. But you know what? No, the battle, the suliranin, lahat ng obstacles na ito can be overcome by the word of the Lord. We really need to listen to Him. And how often do we listen to Him? We listen to Him daily. We listen to Him every moment. And we should love listening to Him because His words are words of healing. His words are words of victory. His words are words of comfort. Amen? Kapag ka nakipag-usap ka sa Panginoon, wala siyang salita ng condemnation sa'yo. Pag nakipag-usap sa'yo ang Diyos, wala siyang salita ng limitasyon sa'yo.
Pag nakipag-usap sa'yo ang Diyos, wala siyang argumento sa'yo. Only His words are words of freedom. So I pray and I hope that in order for us to overcome our Jericho, we need to listen to God and look at Him, that the battle plan comes from Him. Number two, the battle plan is a strange plan. Follow the instructions carefully. Yung ipinagawa po kay Joshua at sa mga Israelita ay para po sa iba ay crazy plan. Para po sa iba ay nakakatawa namang pagpaplano o nakakatawang mga instructions. Pero ang sabi dito, know that the battle plan is a strange plan dahil hindi siya kabukha ng dati nating ginawa o haharapin mo ang isang obstacle sa paraan mo. You need to follow the instructions carefully. Ni-reveal na ng Panginoon, ibinahayag na ng Diyos, sinabi na niya step one to step so on. So the only choice and the only thing that we need to do is to follow the instructions carefully. So what were the instructions? So sabi dito, you need to know what to do and not to do. And sabi dito, God instructed Joshua five things. Number one, march around the city with armed men. No, kailangan daw po na kanilang ikutin ang buong Jericho, no, with the armed people, with the armed men. Ano po ibig sabihin ng armed men? Ito po yung mga soldiers, ito po yung mga army, ito po yung mga sundalo ng Israelita. So, yun daw pong mauunang magmarcha ng isang araw, pangungunahan po ang pag-ikot sa Jericho, ito daw po'y pangungunahan ng mga armed men. What does it mean? No, if we are commissioned to overcome our obstacles, we need to be armed by the Spirit of God, by the strength of the Lord, by the courage of God. Hindi pa pwedeng mauna sa linya at hindi pa pwedeng magmarcha around Jericho ang mga matatampuhin, ang mga naiiritan sa araw, ang mga sensitive ang balat. No? We need to really become a people of war. Pag kasi sinabing you are a people of war, you are ready to fight, do or die. You are surrendered. Buong-buo ang puso mo, makikipaglaban ka at makikipagdigma ka. Isipin po natin, kung sa panahon natin ngayon, mga millennials kaya, ay mga nagmarcha around the city of Jericho. So sabi doon, magmarcha kayo 6 times, no? 1 march per day. Pero pangungunahan ng armed men or you need to be equipped. Siguro itong mga millennial, unang paghakbang pa lang, selfie na agad. No? O kaya, naiditan, tumabi muna at mag-groupie muna. You see, ano kaya ang itsura ng mga millennials going around or marching around Jericho? But we don't need millennials here. We need armed people. Kaya minsan hindi natin na-overcome ang obstacles natin. Why? Because we are too consumed of ourselves. Mag-selfie muna, mag-groupie muna, yung skin ko muna, ang init kaya, reklamo mo muna, rights mo muna, pakiramdam ko muna. But we need to be armed people, ready to fight. Are you ready to fight? Are you ready to win? Are you ready to advance? This is the question. Kaya po sa araw ng conquest, now to all the leaders and life group leaders here, sometimes araw tayo ng conquest, and this is the season of conquest. Hanggang July pa po ang conquest natin. You see, every one of them is marching around at wala pong namamasyal. Everyone is marching around to win, not only for themselves, but to win for the nation. Armed people are not just surrendered. Armed people are humble. Armed men, no, are selfless. They are one with the nation. So during the time of conquest, walang tapos na ako. Pwede na kaming pumasyal. Bahala na kayo dyan. So hanggat hindi natatapos yung utos ng Panginoon, everyone is marching together. And everyone is really fighting for one solid fight of faith. So this is God's work and this is God's plan. Next, sabi dyan, march around days 1 to 6. No? Day 1 hanggang day 6, walang tapos. In every morning, you will march one march round. And how big is this city? No? Sabi po dito, this is a big city, hindi lang po ito mall. Ito po ay isang laki ng Maykawayan. At kailangan mong ikutin ang buong Maykawayan isang araw, dalawang araw, tatlong araw, apat na araw, limang araw, anim na araw. Why repetitions? Why God repeats? Bakit inuulit pa ng Panginoon? Di ba nakakapagod naman? You know, there is something in the repetitions that makes of us. When we do repeating, obeying the Lord, tinetest nito ang puso natin ng constancy. Susunod pa ba ako sa Panginoon? Kahit na mainit, kahit na mahirap. Gagawin ko pa ba ito ulit? Present pa ba ako on the third day? Kakayanin ko pa ba ito on the fourth day? This is a test of constancy and consistency. Wala namang nangyayari. Kahit nga isang bato, hindi nalalaglag sa wall of Jericho. Itutuloy ko pa ba ito? But God said, walk around the city 6 times, 1 time a day. And imagine, it's a big city like Maykawayan, how can you march around this per day? But still, Israelites obeyed the Lord. Mga kapatid, dinagdag po ni Joshua, habang kayo ay iikot ng day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, and day 6, no talking. Bawal magsalita. Bawal ang madaldal. No, it's a time of silence and solitude. Remember, Israelites, nung sa panahon ni Moses, ilan ang nangamatay dahil po sa kanilang pagrereklamo at sa kanilang pagmemurmur. Sila po ay tinapos na ng Diyos at hindi po sila naka-enter sa Canaan, sa Promised Land. Why? Dahil sa sobrang pagiging reklamador po nila. Sila po ay kasama sa reclamites. No, mga nagre-reklamo. And in this way, natutunan po ni Joshua, no, na kapag yung isang tao pala nagsalita na, ang init naman, sasabihin ng isa, oo nga, ang init. Di ba ang init? Oo nga. Yung isa na naman sasabihin, nakakapagod, nakakawa, wala bang halo-halo, wala ba ditong soft drinks? So, ano man ang sasabihin, nakakahawa. But more than that, no, Joshua trained these people not to become the old people. Ano po yung old people of Israel? They murmur. They make reklamo. No, talaga pong galit lagi sila. And this time, Joshua would like to teach the value of silence and solitude among the Israelites. What could be their thoughts habang umiikot sila? Sabi ni Joshua, bawal magsalita. Imaginin mo yun, iikot ka ng Maykawayan, may katabi ka side by side, pero bawal mo siyang sabihan, bawal mo siyang kalabitin, bawal magsalita ng hi, hello, picture tayo. Bawal yun. It's your time to be silent and to be alone with God. What is Joshua would like us to learn from this? You know, while we are walking, while we are seeing the obstacles, let us walk with God. Silence and solitude is an exercise of the soul. The more you become silent, the more you can listen to God. And the more you walk with God, the more you can become like Him. Ibinigay na ng Diyos sa kanila ang Jericho. Pero ang sabi ng Diyos, saan kayo pupunta pagkatapos ng Jericho? Di ba sa Promised Land? At sa inyong journey to Promised Land, it's not important who you are. It's important to know whose you are and who are you becoming. Marami po nakapagtapos ng pag-aaral. Marami nakagraduate. Marami nakakuha ng medalya. Marami nagkaroon ng achievement. Pero kahit isang bahagi ng acknowledgement sa Panginoon ay hindi nila masabi. Hindi nila ma-recognize. Because they only fought, they only achieved because of their human force, their human standing. But God is saying here, I have given you Jericho. Now go march around the city 1 to 6 days, one time. No talking. It's a time for us that when we journey overcoming our obstacles, we journey with God. We journey with the Lord. We make steps with the Lord. We make stops with Him. And we enjoy listening to Him. And we enjoy walking with Him. Siguro habang umiikot sila, nakikita nila yung buog, nakikita nila yung challenge ng laban. Pero deep inside, God is working into their hearts. I have given you the city. I have given you the land. I have given you the promised land. You are bound to your destiny. You are bound to your dream. At ito yung nais ng Panginoon sa atin. But you can reach your destiny not because of your strength, but because I am with you. The more you are silent, the more you can listen to God. And the more you walk with Him, the more you can become like Him. Kaya pagdating nila sa Promised Land, they look like Jesus. They look like Joshua. How are you? After your graduation in college, sinong kamukha mo? How are you after you have been promoted to your work? Sinong naging kamukha mo? How are you when you get married, when you had your children, when you had your dreams of your life? Sinong naparangalan? Sinong naging kamukha mo? Silence and solitude is a soul exercise. It's time to listen to God. It's time to rest. It's time to walk with Him and to have Him. And on the seventh day, ito pong matindi, yung huling araw na they need to walk around Jericho City 7 times. Again, no talking. Anong ibig pong sabihin ito? The degree of your walk with God must accelerate. Sana habang tumatagal ka naglalakad sa Panginoon, you are willing to accelerate. You are advancing. You are growing up. You are maturing. You can bear the hirap. You can bear the sunshine. You can bear even ang pagpipigil ng pag-ihi. What does it mean? You can let go of your rights. You can let go of your preferences. You can let go of what you want and what you need. You walk, you march. Na hindi mo na alintana, ilang beses ka na naglalakad. Nagawa ko na to once. Kaya ko tong gawin twice. Kaya ko tong gawin thrice. And then one day, I can do it 7 times because I know God is with me. Your walk with God must accelerate. You should never be the same yesterday. As you grow old with the Lord, sana yung devotion mo hindi nagmamadali. As you grow old, you get thirstier and thirstier with the Word of God. As you mature with God, you are not maturing alone. You are maturing with your flock. You are maturing with your family.
As you walk with the Lord, as you make bilang of the years, binibilang mo ang ilang taon mo ng paglakad sa Panginoon, sana nag-accelerate din ang pagmamahal mo sa Kanya. At ang desire mo to walk with Him, kahit sa init ng alaw, kahit sa gitna ng baha, kahit sa ulan, lalakad ako. Kasi alam ko, this is God's command for me. It's a strange plan, but there's no other plan that is best aside from the plan of God. You must follow instructions carefully. One day, kwento po ni Aliana, no? She took the exam. And sabi niya, Mama, I feel sad. Pero alam mo, na-perfect ko naman eh. Na-perfect ko naman yung exam ko sa science. But what made you fail? You know, Mama, I did not follow instructions. What is the instruction? Write true if the statement is correct and write false if it is wrong. Anong ginawa po niya? T, F. Kaya kahit true yun, T yun, mali. Why? Because you did not follow instructions. Minsan tama yung puso mo. Tama yung pakikipagsama mo or yung isip mo, yung motibo mo. Pero ang tanong, tama ba yung paraan mo? Is it God's way? It is God's time. It is God's will. So we really need to follow instructions carefully. Then, sabi po niya dito, the priest shall blow the trumpets, long blast with ram's horn. Hear the sound of the trumpet. Sabi po ni Joshua, habang umiikot tayo, yung ikapitong araw natin, iikutin natin ng pitong beses. At pagkatapos ng pitong beses na yon, sa ikapitong araw ng pag-ikot natin, makinig po kayo. 2 million people ang kausap ni Joshua. Makinig kayo. Why? Because you will hear the sound of the trumpet. You will hear the sound of the ram's horn. And when you hear it, sabi po ni Joshua dito, then we will shout. Pero sabi dito, hear the sound. Why? Bakit meron siyang pinapaabangan na sound? Bakit siya may pinapaabangan na tunog? Because while they were marching around Jericho, lahat po ng armed men of Jericho hurled insults against them, hurled curses against them. Talaga pong they throw lahat na po ng mga bad words against the Israelites. Yes, hindi po sila makamove, hindi sila makalabas at wala rin makapasok sa Jericho. But you know what? Anong pwedeng gawin ng mga armed people ng Jericho? Murahin, alipustain, maliitin ang mga Israelita. But you know, sabi ni Joshua, don't listen to them. Just listen. Wait for the sound of the trumpet. You know, when you are facing your obstacle, and sometimes you are overcoming na, by walking with the Lord, by changing your way, by accelerating your love for the Lord. At anong gagawin ng mga kamag-anak mo sa'yo? Nako! Born again! Nako! Kung kailan ka naging born again, doon kami nalas, malas. Nako naman, yung mga born again. Ano ba? Hallelujah! Di ba? They hurled insults. Ganyan ba ang born again? Walang pera. Ganyan ba ang born again? Walang boyfriend. Walang life. So, ganyan ba? Pero you keep on walking with the Lord. These are insults. These are arguments. These are curses. Pero sabi ni Joshua, listen to one sound. Listen to the sound, not of music, but to the sound of heaven. I want us to be quiet, and I want you to hear the sound of a ram's horn.
Thank you.
You've got to know the distinct sound of God. This world has so many sounds. Maraming gusto magsalita sa'yo at marami kang pinakikinggan. Pero the battle plan includes following instructions carefully. You've got to listen to God and wait on Him. Darating ang panahon po. While we are busy doing our own thing, we will hear that sound. Exactly. That same sound of the ram's horn, the sound of shofar, the sound of heaven will blast, and Jesus will come again. Where will you be when you hear that sound? Sino kayang kasama mo pag narinig mo ang tinig na yan? Will you be on the side of victory when you hear the sound? And after the sound, Joshua said, people shout. All people will shout. This is a shout of a loud cry, a shout coming from your innermost being. Now, shout is an expression of our emotion. At ang sabi dito, this is not a shout of depression. This is not a shout of desperation. This is not a shout of pagmamakaawa. This is a shout of victory. God, you have given us the city. Amen! Amen! Hallelujah! Come on, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. God has given you your obstacles. God has given you your win. God has given you your victory. Isang linggong pagsunod sa Diyos. Imagine niyo yun. Hindi pwedeng mawala ng saysay ang anumang pagsunod natin sa Panginoon. Because whatever we do with God and whatever we do for God, God sees it and He will honor it. Though it seemed foolish, Joshua followed God's instructions to the letter. Ang pinakamahalagang issue po dito ay hindi naman yung nauunawaan natin eh. Kung hindi, tinatanggap ba natin at willing ba tayong sumunod? Number three, God puts Himself in the middle of the battle plan. Hindi niya tayo iiwan. He is with us. Therefore, believe in God wholeheartedly. Mayroon kang suliranin. Mayroon kang kailangang wasakin sa buhay mo upang ma-fulfill mo ang kalooban ng Diyos. God is with you. You just need to believe. Minsan, wala sa wall ang problema. Nasa puso. Ang wall, kayang buwagin ng Diyos. Pero ang puso mo, hindi niya pakikialamanan. Dahil He is really a gentle God. Kaya niyang utusan ang anumang bato madurog sa harapan mo. Pero ikaw ang uutos sa puso mo para sumunod na magtiwala sa Diyos na kayang gumapi ng anumang obstacles. Wala sa bato ang problema. Ang problema, yung puso mo nagbato. We need to believe in God. We need really to believe in the Lord. Believing in God, hindi po ito yung faith na palakihan ng size. Para masabi mo, oh, si Pastor Al can believe God this much. O si Ate Citas can believe God this much. Ako, I can only believe God this much. Malaki pa rin po yun. We don't compare, we don't compete with the level of our faith. At ang sabi po ng Panginoon, kahit ang pananampalataya mo sinliit ng buto ng mustasa, parang singliit ng period na isinusulat mo sa notebook mo. Sabi doon, yung singliit ng pananampalataya mo, sinliit ng mustasa, kaya niyang maglipat ng bundok mula dito, papunta dito.
It's not the size of your faith. It's the size of your God that matters. Amen? Hindi ito usapan na ano ba laki ng pananampalataya ako, pero ang tingin mo naman sa Diyos, kaliit-liit. Pero ang sinasabi doon, kaliit-liit ka na pananampalataya mo because, pero ang tingin mo sa Diyos, ang laki-laki niya.
And then therefore, you can move this mountain to this place. It's not the size of your faith that matters. It's the size of God in your vision that really matters.
How do you see God? Ano ba ang panukat mo sa Diyos?
At ang sabi doon, minsan, pinasinusukat natin ang Diyos sa ating galing. No? Sinusukat natin ang Diyos sa ating panahon. Sinusukat natin ang Diyos sa ating pangangailangan. At pinakamatindi, sinusukat natin ang Diyos sa ating nararamdaman. At ito ang nakakatakot.
We must have faith that God is He, is who He says He is, and He will do what He says He will do.
Tingnan niyo po, ang sabi po dito, what is the equation of victory? Kung titingnan po natin, what is the equation? Ano nga ba talaga ang sukatan ng tagumpay? Yun bang marching plus blowing of horns plus shouting? Yung, sige, ginawa ko na. Nag-march na ako, tapos nag-blow pa ng horns, tapos nag-shout. Is that so? Well, or you let there be. Yun, marching, blowing of horns, shouting, plus God. Who says the equation to victory is letter A? Who says letter B? Everybody shouts, B! What makes a difference? Ano nagkaroon po ng kaibahan sa A at sa B? The presence of God. Amen? Ano po ang sabi po dyan? Doon sa verse po natin, kung babalik po tayo ng isang slide, sabi doon, have the Ark of the Covenant. No, it's the Ark of the Covenant between them. No, wala na pong ibang tatalo pa sa isang equation ng pakikipaglaban kung alam mo ang Diyos ang nangunguna, ang Diyos ang nasa gitna, ang Diyos ang nasa huli, ang Diyos ang nagsasurround sa'yo. May tatalo pa ba sa'yo? Wala. But what's the problem po sa atin? It's our heart. Yung puso natin, hindi natin pinauupo ang Diyos. Doon sa dapat niyang pag-upuan, sa upuan ng hari. No, or kaya minsan, may mga panapanahon lang na pauupuin mo siya. Ito yung panahon ng pangangailangan. No, it's not that so. Kailangan po natin siyang itanghal na Diyos. The center of our faith is God and God alone. What you said to God is, Lord, have your will, let your way be done. Lord, ikaw lang ito. Magkaibang paraan ko. Lord, wala talagang uubra ang paraan ko sa paraan mo. Lord, have your way, please. I believe in you. Sabi po, next slide, all normal military options are now off the table. It's the people plus God or God plus the people. Do you have God with you? Kaya po in this church, no? Papunta po kayo dito, pupunta kayo dito, but this church won't save you. Ang gusali ay hindi po makapagliligtas. Ang organization, ang simbahan ay hindi makapagliligtas. It's only God, it's only Jesus. And let Jesus be the Lord and Savior of your life. At ang sabi doon, kung siya ang kasama mo, hindi ka lang niya ililigtas sa buhay ngayon, papunta sa langit, kundi ang pangako niya sa'yo, ang bawat suliranin mo, tutulungan ka niya mapagtagumpayan ito. Ang bawat bagay na lumilimita sa'yo, ay kaya mong i-overcome because He is with you. Jericho lost the battle, but God got involved. Amen? Kayang utusan ng Diyos ang mga bato, pero sana naman, utusan mo ang puso mong sumunod sa Diyos. Because faith is a belief in God and God alone. Isang pananampalataya at pagtitiwala sa Panginoon na siyang gumagawa sa atin upang tayo'y sumunod din naman sa Kanya.
Meron pong isang missionary to China. Pangalan po niya ay si Robert Morrison. Ang sabi po niya, minsan isang araw sumakay sa ship papunta sa China. Ang sabi po ng captain of the ship sa kanya, "Oh, what do you think you're going to do? Convert China?" So in the story, mababasa niyo po na parang it was an insult. It was a demeaning words. It was a limiting word for Robert Morrison. But Robert Morrison quietly replied, "No, I don't think I'll ever convert China. I think God will. I think God will." Gagawin ng Diyos. Gagawin ng Diyos. Gagawin ng Diyos. Tulungan ka. Amen? Gagawin niya mga kamangha-manghang bagay. We only need to believe. Kung tayo po ay pupunta sa isang doktor dahil tayo ay may sakit, you must believe he can help you. Kung hindi ka maniniwala sa doktor na iyon na kaya kanyang tulungan, ano po mangyayari sa inyo? You won't go to the doctor at mananatili ka lang sa bahay. Tama ba? At hindi ka rin gagaling. Halimbawa po, sino po sumasakay sa elevator? Yan, sumasakay sa elevator. Pagbukas ba ng elevator, sa tingin mo, kaya ka niya? O sa tutututututut, sobra ka na, no? Diba, pagsakay mong ganon, alam mo, dadaling ka sa taas o sa baba. Pero kung hindi ka maniniwala sa elevator, na kaya ka niya iakyat doon sa lugar na pipindutin mo o ibaba doon sa pinili mong lugar, diba, ano po mangyayari sa'yo? Hindi ka mag-elevator, maglalakad ka, gagamit ka ng hagdanan. Faith marks our distinction. And belief is just the first step to faith. Sabi po ni Hudson Taylor, there are three stages in most great tasks undertaken for God. Number one, it is impossible. Number two, it is difficult. But number three, it's done. Hudson Taylor is a missionary to China. Do you find walking with the Lord really difficult? Do you find overcoming your limitations impossible? Don't stop there. Because when you look at your obstacles with the eyes of faith, it is done deal. Amen? Amen. Number four, this will be the last. God involves man in the battle. Obey God completely. Sa battle plan na ito, kasama ka. Pwede naman sabihin ng Diyos, di ba, na, "Oh, sige, upo na lang kayo, don't do anything, I can fight for you, I will fight for you." Sa tingin nyo, kaya ng Diyos yon? Gagawin ng Diyos yon? Kaya niya yon. Pero bakit? Kailangan tayo pa rin ay may pagkilos. Because He wants us to see how, no, He will fulfill His promises to us. Obedience is the clear evidence of faith. Joshua 6 shows that God's promises do not equal inactivity. Let's take a look at the verses. Sino po ang mga involved dyan? Si Joshua lang po ba? Everybody please read with me po. Go. "Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands along with its kings and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Make 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, make all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the people will go up, every man straight in." Ilan po ang kasama sa pagkilos ng Diyos? Ilan ang pwedeng sumama sa himala ng Diyos? Lahat tayo ay kasama. At gusto ng Diyos, lahat ay makamalas na makakita ng kanyang himala. The miracles of God are not reserved for Joshua nor for the priest. The miracles of the Lord is for the whole nation. Ang himala ng Diyos at ang pagkilos ng Diyos ay hindi lang po pang cross-world. Ang himala ng Diyos ay para sa ating bansa. Amen!
kamusta ang move mo? Kamusta ang paglakad mo? Kamusta ang pananalangin mo? Kamusta ang pagsamo mo sa Diyos? Ano ang laman ng hibik ng puso mo? Do you really pray for this nation? Do you really cry out for God to save us? God's miracle is not limited for few people. It is offered to every one of us. Kaya your miracle is coming. Amen? Now, what kind of obedience? Tignan po natin. Disobedience na po must be a certain kind of obedience. Must be complete. Next slide. Sabi po doon, it must be complete. Joshua and all the leaders of the Israelites followed God through the letter. Bawat sinabi ng Diyos, sinunod po nila. It should be complete. Number two, it should be continuing. Kahit walang nangyayari sa unang pagsunod mo, sumunod ka pa din. Kahit tila nagmamadali ka, kailangan mo pa ring sumunod at hintayin ang panahon ng Diyos. Kahit gustong-gusto mo nang gawin yung paraan mo, pero may paraan ng Diyos, sumunod ka sa Kanya. It should be continuing. And then ang sabi niya dito, not only complete continuing, it is committed to the covenant, to what you have promised. Remember, ito na po, nung kanilang sinakop na ang bayan ng Jericho, kanila pong tinupad ang sinabi po ng mga spies kay Rahab. And the whole family was saved. Ano po ang mga pinapangako natin sa Diyos? Pag po na-overcome ko to, Lord, pag nakapasa lang ako sa board, magkaroon lang ako ng boyfriend, makasal lang ako, ma-promote lang ako, mapunta lang ako dito sa lugar na ito, Lord, promise. 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 What happened to your promise? And sometimes, you know, sasabihin natin, Lord, matapos lang itong obstacles na to, matapos lang itong challenge na to, matapos lang itong board exam na to, kita mo, Lord, I will give all of me to you. Hindi po yun ang obedience. Sa gitna ng obstacles, hindi pa nabubuwag ang obstacles. Hindi pa nasisigurado ang kanilang tagumpay. Joshua led the people to a covenant with God. Susunod ako sa iyo, may achievement o wala. Nag-aaral o hindi. May exam o wala. May araw o ulan. I will be there. And this is the kind of obedience. But if you have made a promise, if you have made a pledge to the Lord, I pray that you will be faithful to complete it, to fulfill it. Or else, never ever make a promise. Because if you make a promise to the Lord, you begin with a wrong premise. Yung sasabihin mo sa Panginoon, Lord, tulungan mo lang ako matapos lang to. Pagkatapos po nito, magsiserve na ako sa iyo. It's a wrong premise. Never ever serve God with a wrong premise. Huwag mong ipangbabrag sa Lord ang pwede mong gawin sa Kanya kapag ka naibigay niya sa iyo ang bagay na gusto mo. Ang totoong obedience is walking into covenant. At yung covenant na yon, even in suffering, even in sorrow, even in joy, even in triumph, even in need, you walk with God. And last, sabi po dito, courageous. Why? Because they need to destroy everything in Jericho. Akalain niyo po yun? The gold, the silver, the kings, men and women, children, everything in Jericho must be destroyed. Oh my, lahat papatayin mo. Anong ibig pong sabihin ito? In order for you to overcome, you need to learn to kill. At ang dapat na pinapapatay sa'yo ng Diyos, patayin mo or else it will be a curse against you. Huwag mong paghihintay hinayangan ng mga bagay, nabibigay naman niya sa iyo sa promised land. Nasa promised land yung boyfriend mo. Dito sa Jericho, kumuha ka agad. Curse yun. Nandun sa promised land yung promotion mo. Dito sa Jericho, nag-compromise ka agad. Curse yun. Nasa promised land yung bahay at lupa mo. Dito sa Jericho, nagtago ka at isa ka sa nag-rebuild. Curse yun. Whatever God said that needs to be destroyed, you need to destroy it or else it will be a curse. And this will be the topic next week. Our obedience speaks of our faith. If you really believe in God, then let us see, are you obeying? And in your obedience, is it complete? It is continuing. Is it really in covenant? Is it really courageous? And how did Jericho end? What is the result of the battle plan? What is the result of the battle plan? Jericho falls. Amen? Everybody, please read with me verse 20. When the trumpet sounded, go. When the trumpet sounded, the people shouted. And at the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So every man charged straight in. And they took the city. Amen? Hallelujah! Kapatid, nag-overcome na yung Jericho. Hindi kapatid masaya. Isang oras na po tayo dito. We see the triumph given by God. Amen? Can we give Him a round of applause? Hallelujah! If you walk with God, if you believe in the Lord, if you obey Him completely, if you join in His ways, and obey His battle plan, sure win ka, kapatid. 101% the victory is yours. What is your obstacle? What is your problem? This time, let us see our Jericho fall. Let's see our obstacle fall. Amen? Amen? And then therefore, they advance. The Israelites advance now, kapatid, unless your obstacles fall, you won't win. You won't advance. Do you want to advance? Do you want to win? Amen. And then therefore, break your walls down.